communion of persons in the Holy Trinity. God is love. And how can love be active without a community of persons? The communion of persons of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit existed eternally. The Father loves the Son. We can say that He is the lover. The Son is the beloved, and the Holy Spirit is the fruit of this love, the love that exists between them. It is hard to speak about love without being able to share. Love constantly goes out. Creation is an explosion of God's love. God reaches out. The Father and the Son are in constant communion. This helps us to understand the nature of love. And there is also the element of sacrifice. God loved the world so much that He gave His Son. He offers His Son in sacrificial self-giving. The family has communion of persons. The family is the basic nucleus of society. If there is no love and no sharing in this basic nucleus, it is fruitless, empty, and barren. God's love offers us redemption, the very expression of His love, always giving Himself to the other. In order for God's love to be intelligible, God sends His Son and shows us His closeness. Love expresses itself in an identification with the other, a closeness, communion, self-giving, collaboration. Our communion with God is precisely available because He took on our nature. We have heard the terms Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. But the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are equally present in all these activities. In creation, the Spirit hovered over the waters. When Jesus redeemed us, He was in constant communion with the Father. He raised His eyes to heaven. John 17, verse 1. Everything Jesus had, He received from His Father. The Trinitarian dynamic of love between spouses. The love between a husband and a wife in the family is a gift of the Father, and it is not possible without the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit vivifies whatever is dry, lifeless, and barren, making it full of life. Everything is intertwined in this dynamic of love, close collaboration, and constant sharing. In creation, all three are alive and active. The Trinity is the model, origin, and found for family life and life in community and society. Imagine the richest man in the world alone on an island. His riches would mean nothing because he needs a fellow human person to share. Love is communicative. How healthy can we be if there is no communication? This communication that we see in the Trinity is essential for well-being, for relationship. Breakdowns in communication and in the family. Around us, we can see that the world is more mechanized as we depend more on our gadgets. But interpersonal communion is important. Relationships will dry up if there is no communication. The Trinity is this model of constant communion of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is manifest when Jesus turned to the Father in praise, to praise the Father. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to Him. John 3, verse 35. This is so significant. A family where communication breaks down is a broken family. But divorce, we so often see this. A breakdown in communication. When there is a refusal to communicate, it's ominous. Love breaks down and it can pave the way to war and violence. In the breaking up of communication, we see a rupture of friendship and anonymity. Always giving and receiving the invitation to enter into the Trinity. In Andrew Rublev's Trinity Icon, we can see an empty place at the table. This is the place for us to enter. The fullness of our community, of our humanity, depends on how fully we enter into the Trinity. It is said that the greatest sorrow of hell is that one can never communicate with God, the source of life. What makes us happy? It is our intimate union with God and with our fellow human beings. We experience joy and happiness in these close relationships. Always giving and receiving, this is the dynamic of love within the Trinity, the strength of being in union with God and with others. The mystics realize this already, communing with God and experiencing heaven on earth in this one in three and three in one. Jesus has revealed this love, this charity, this authentic love.